Every month, a woman's body begins a process that can potentially lead to pregnancy. Any woman who wants to prevent pregnancy must use a reliable form of birth control. Birth control or contraception is designed to interfere with the normal process and prevent the pregnancy that could result. There are different kinds of birth control that act at different points in the process, from ovulation through fertilization to implantation. Each method has its own effects and risk. Welcome to Youth Angle on ACO 89.7 FM. I am Jumoke Uyikomi. Today we're taking a look at investing in family planning to reduce unsafe abortion. And with me in the studio, I've got two guests. The first guest is Dr. Mary Oluwakemisola. She's from Lagos State LP Ambassador, and she's a program manager for Safer Hands Health Initiative. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to have you. My second guest is Oluwafemi Senayo Fasinu. He's from Legal Hub Partnership. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
He's a lawyer in the house, and he'll be shedding more light about laws of Lagos State as regards abortion.
Family planning is the practice of controlling the number of children one has and the intervals between their births, particularly by means of contraception or voluntary sterilization. World Health Organization, WHO, says family planning allows individuals and couples to anticipate and attain the desired number of children and the spacing and timing of their birth. It is achieved through the use of contraceptive methods and the treatment of involuntary infertility. Some family planning methods, such as condoms, help prevent the transmission of HIV or other sexually transmitted infections. Family planning or contraception reduces need for abortion, especially unsafe abortion. Abortion is an extremely safe procedure when performed under proper medical conditions. Most abortions are provided by clinics that specialize in abortion and reproductive health care. Abortion are also provided in private physician offices, hospitals, and non-specialized primary care clinics. Doctors, nurses, midwives, and medical support staff all play a role in providing abortion care. Anything outside these conditions is called unsafe abortion. Now, more Nigerian women are identifying with family planning. Definitely, they will be better for it.
So let's start this way. What is family planning? Why is it important, and what are the advantages of family planning?
Family planning is just the process of spacing your child births. But we don't even like to call it family planning anymore. We call it life planning now, because just beyond saying, oh, I want to have this number of children, it's also a way to just plan your life ahead. As a youth that, you know, you don't even want to have children yet, you can just plan your life. And generally, we just call it life planning. It's a way of putting a plan to your life, ensuring that you don't have unwanted, unintended pregnancies, and children do not come in the way to maybe scatter the plans you have or anything. So the importance of family planning is that you are able to control your life. You are able to control your living. You're able to control the number of people you have in your family. You're able to control the way your life goes, because having a child is a whole different thing. It's a new ball game entirely. People that have gone through pregnancy phase, they know this, that when you start catering for another child, whether you carry the pregnancy up till delivery or not, somehow it changes the face of your life. So the advantage is that on the long run, it also reduces the population in Nigeria, because now we are battling with serious overpopulation and reduced resources. And it helps us to also control our population. It helps us to be able to cater and take care of the children we have. If you know you can just take care of two children, you have two children, then you take care of those two children, then it also helps with the woman's health herself, because pregnancy is a hemodynamic state, it tampers with the woman's physiology. So it also helps her to be able to take control of her health and ensure that she's healthy at all times. We talk about life planning now in the health sector. Some people just say, oh, I just want to use contraceptives and all of that. But beyond it being just a contraceptive program to just get contraception or get some services, we see it as a process that also helps to fine-tune. Like, you can sit down. For example, I like to talk more on the female gender because they're the ones that have more options of contraception and they're the ones that these things affect more. As an adolescent, you can sit down and tell yourself, oh, okay, so I want to take my sexual and reproductive health right seriously. I don't want to be pregnant up till I'm 18 so that I can further my education, I can finish. Because anything like pregnancy is something that, whether you like it or not, even though you can still go to school with pregnancy, you cannot be equated to when you are going to school by yourself without a child to think about or a pregnancy to think about. So the concept of family in Nigeria is there must be a husband, there must be a wife. But then we do not want to play the ostrich game of it's only married women that have sex.
Okay.
People that are unmarried have sex, and people that maybe they do not even plan to have sex but get pregnant on the long run, that they're still teenagers, adolescents, and youths. They're not in a family. So we don't want to say family planning, we say life planning.
You're still listening to Youth Angle on ACO 89.7 FM. With me in the studio, you've been listening to Dr. Agoyi Mary Oluwakemi Sola. She's a LP ambassador and she's a program manager for Saferant Health Initiative. With me also in the studio, I've got Oluwafemi Senayo Fasinu. He's from Legal Hub Partnership. And he's a lawyer in the house. We'll be talking more to him. Can I get a safe abortion in Lagos State in case of unintended pregnancy?
Thank you very much. Abortion in Nigeria, I have to say this, is illegal. Going by our criminal code, the codes of our country have criminalized abortion. The criminal code in the southern part of the country and the penal code in the northern part of the country. Now, there is an exception. The only instance where it is allowed for an abortion to take place is if the life of the mother carrying the baby is endangered.
Okay, in case of a rape, and the lady does not want to keep the baby and she wants to abort?
Well, she would have to. As far as the law is concerned, you do not have a right to terminate the life of that baby. Now, going back to your question, is it permitted in Lagos State? Now, Lagos State, well, being a state who has always been in the front line of developing things every other time, has gone a step ahead to see a way to try to exonerate the medical practitioners, because what the law says, section 288 of the criminal code, what the law says there is that any person who with the intent to procure miscarriage of a woman, whether she is or is not with child, unlawfully administer to her or causes her to take any poisonous or other noxious things or uses any force of any kind, is not with child, unlawfully administer to her or causes her to take any poisonous or other noxious things or uses any force of any kind or uses any other means whatsoever, is guilty of a felony, and such person will be in prison for 14 years.
Who will be in prison? The person both. That is pregnant or the person that is removing?
Both of them. The one who administered. Now, section 229 went further to talk about the person who aids her in administering that pregnancy. So that code or that law in itself has held both parties to be liable for the termination of the life of that child. Now, what Lagos State has been able to do now by virtue of section 201 of the Lagos State criminal law says that that one talks about medical abortion, and what that says is that a medical doctor is not criminally responsible for performing in good faith. Now, what they are saying is that the doctor here can carry out the abortion on three conditions.
What are the conditions?
Now, the conditions, one of the conditions is that it has to be done in good faith with reasonable care. And the surgical operation has to be for the benefit of that person, which you remember where I started from, by saying that the only circumstance or the only condition by which abortion can be carried out is if the life of the mother carrying the baby is endangered.
Okay, as part of efforts to reduce unsafe abortion, especially among youth, what is your advice to the government?
Advice to the government is to provide health facilities to our public and private health sectors to reduce the population, because the essence of this all is to avoid a situation where we'll have an explosion in our population.
Which already is.
Which already, of course, is. We are at the verge of meeting up with India and China.
Yeah, Dr. Agui.
There's something ongoing now, an advocacy tool called Safe Engage. It's an advocacy to ensure that decision makers, policy makers, they are put on the limelight of what is going on exactly. Because for every 7 people or every 7 female that died today from any maternal cause, one of them is from unsafe abortion. And most times they're between the ages of 15 to 25. So my advice to the government is, if we can do review of policies that can make care more accessible and more flexible to accommodate everybody. Don't streamline it down to just one person or a particular age group or a particular group of people, but make care available and accessible enough for everybody, all age groups, so far in the reproductive age range. Certain services should be able to access.
And that's our package for this evening on Youth Angle. I am Jumoke Oyekomi. See you same time next week. God bless.
Post your comments, testimonies, and like our Facebook page, Youth Angle. Email address, eyanyi@gmail.com. eyanyi@gmail.com. And for more information, visit youthterrace.blogspot.com. youthterrace.blogspot.com. It's an Oluwatosin Odisola's production for Eko 89.7 FM.